today with my good friend Sharam Hadian, friend, and I mean, we have been through a lot together, Sharam, but also you're a pastor of Truth and Love Christian Fellowship, and you've really brought that message of truth and love and the historical perspective of the dangers of Islam throughout Washington State. You're really kind of an unsung hero, in my opinion, in that respect. I really want to talk and get back to the history of things like the Kaaba, which actually was a pagan worship site with idols that were actually put in niches all the way around the Kaaba. So this goes way, way back, and Islam just incorporated this stuff in, so it can't be the same God.
And that's a great point, and that's the point, Matt, that people are missing in history because they're not looking at the history. The Kaaba that you're talking about was actually called Bayt Allah before Muhammad comes on the scene, before the prophet of Islam, Muhammad, supposedly gets these revelations. The Bayt Allah, this was the house of Allah. This was pagan worship at its height. There was, by some estimates, over 360 idols that were being worshipped by the different tribes that were in the Arabic Peninsula. And this was absolutely, clearly Babylonian Baal worship. There was no doubt about it, and they worshipped everything. And so even the Quran says that when the prophet of Islam, Muhammad, comes back to Mecca, and he destroys the idols that are there for the sake of, you know, trying to promote monotheism, he keeps one idol, and it just conveniently happens to be the idol that is the god of his tribe, the Quraysh, which was Allah, which was, this Hubal god. And this was in the Kaaba, and I mean, they would walk around that there was human sacrifices going on. The idea that this was a rock that was from outer space, all of these weird paganistic things were happening, and conveniently Muhammad now says that this spot, which of course has become the holy pilgrimage of Islam, the Hajj. This spot now is the place where Abraham was going to sacrifice Ishmael, not Isaac, according to Islam, Ishmael. So it is so convoluted, and yet we have just bought this. And Matt, you know, as a legislator here in Washington State, it's not just we bought it, it's in our textbooks. They're promoting it in our school textbooks, this distorted history of Islam, including their supposed golden age, you know, the 500 years or so where Islam was, you know, peacefully supposedly operating in Europe. But the Kaaba itself was steeped in absolute pagan ritualism, and Muhammad just happens to take it over and make it that it's now an Islamic thing, and most people do not know the true history of Islam.
So let's talk about how this is affecting America. Most people understand that Sharia law is incompatible with Judeo-Christian beliefs, Judeo-Christian foundation of this country, our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence is completely incompatible with it. We had a huge win this year with the governor actually signing into law without veto, something that prevented Sharia law from being used in our specialty courts here in Washington, which is where we thought it would probably come in if it was going to. Specialty courts are courts for veterans, drug courts. They're kind of a separate part of the judicial system. How is Chrislam going to affect America?
Well, that's a great question because, as you know, I really appreciate your work on that bill. Thank you for the work you guys did, and it's amazing that got through. It's a miracle, and that is a good step in at least, hopefully getting to protect all of our courts from the implementation of Sharia.
Praise God.
But the aspect is that my concern is that what we see happening in Europe, where we see the church backing away, abdicating responsibility, giving its turf, so to speak, spiritually over to Islam. Islam then comes in. In fact, many of the church buildings in Europe are being turned into mosques, and a lot of it was because of multiculturalism, political correctness. We worship the same God. We want to get along. And the same thing is beginning to happen here in America, where as we start promoting that it's the same God, it's the same word, let's just all get along, the church, the body of Christ, is going to lose its authority, the calling that we have to be salt and light, to stand and to occupy until Christ returns. And so we know that it's affecting, and we know there's a love affair and really a breach in our government. I mean, you and I could spend hours talking about the national security apparatus, the White House, all of the ways that the Islamist groups have been infiltrating, including the impact of the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE, right here in Washington State. As you know, we've gone head-to-head with them in several areas where they've tried to attack and infiltrate here. But my biggest concern as a pastor, as a Christian, as one who has been called to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that we have to have spiritual ground, not just practical ground. And the spiritual ground is what we're losing when we are promoting this this common word, common ground. Well, we both share a love of God, love of neighbor, which is where a lot of churches are moving because they don't want to offend. And we have to remind people that the gospel itself is offensive. Matt, I was offended when the gospel was shared with me because it was the truth. It hurt. But yet I praise God that I was offended right into the kingdom of God. And that's where we have to be reminded that we're not trying to appease people. We're trying to share the truth with them in love. And America is at a crossroads with Islam because the media, the government, our schools, maybe some of our churches, is almost like it's in a love affair with Islam. And I'm sitting there going, as you just said, the law of Islam is utterly incompatible with any aspect of our founding documents. It will never coexist, this notion that they can coexist. It temporarily coexists because one has to be dominant. And we as Americans are going to have to make that decision. Is Islam going to be dominant here, or are we going to turn our hearts back to our Judeo-Christian foundation and once again be one nation under God, under the God of the Bible, not under Islamic law? So that's where my concern is, and particularly for the churches that are carrying the Great Commission. This is a perversion of the Great Commission because the gospel is unique. It's beautiful. Only Christ was able to be our atonement. No other God can carry that message. And I'm jealous for that message, and I don't want to see it be perverted.
It really is the unfathomable grace of God that just brings us to the saving knowledge of Him. And in addition to that, to get pieces of legislation like what we just talked about passed, where you have Sharia law banned in Washington State. I mean, nobody thought that would ever happen. It's just incredible witnessing that. It's also important, I think, to note the sufficiency of Scripture here in the last minute or so that we have. The sufficiency of Scripture is really key here. A lot of Christians, I think, they think, well, you know, the Bible is good, but there's just some stuff missing. And that really, I think, also undermines Christianity and leads to Chrislam.
Right, right. Well, because of course that's the very claim of the Quran, is that the Bible is insufficient, that the Bible has been corrupted and doesn't give you all the facts, and therefore that's why Islam is to fill in the blanks. In fact, that's one of the things that's being promoted, is that they need to have both. I'd remind people that the Bible says about the Word of God, right, that the Word of God is inspired. It is inspired by God. It is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, to make the man of God thoroughly perfect. So we have the absolute revelation of God through His Word. And we have to remember that Jesus is the Word, that if we believe in Jesus and yet there's parts of the Bible that we don't want to follow, or there's things that we think, well, but, you know, God wasn't, you know, updated enough for our time, day and time, we have to remember that He is the Word. And He has become flesh and came to earth on our behalf. He's revealed Himself. So it is absolutely sufficient. My prayer is in this hour that we as His people will not vacate His Word, because as 2 Thessalonians said, we have to be lovers of the truth of the Word of God. Otherwise, God will turn us over to the deluding spirits that are operating in our day and age, because even the elect can be deceived. So I absolutely agree with you. We have to trust in His Word, know that He, by His Spirit, will guide us, and know that the Bible is not incomplete, as Islam claims. The Bible is absolutely the divine Word of God, and we have to walk by faith that out. And it's not theory. It is practical. It is life-giving, and it is what it will correct us onto the right path, which is a narrow path, but it will correct us onto the right path.
Absolutely. Where can people go to get more information on this? And also, if you can tell the folks more about your event on Sunday.
You got it. Again, it's www.tilproject.com. That's T-I-L, the word project.com. That's our website under the events calendar. They can click on there this Sunday night, the 29th at 5 p.m., hosted by Fountain Gate Christian Fellowship. But the event itself is at Hilliard Baptist on 2121 East Wabash Avenue in Spokane, Washington. We'd love to have a great turnout, and I've invited a lot of folks to come, because I really believe for the county of Spokane, for the churches here, I'm praying that this will hopefully open their eyes, prepare them, so we can truly be the purveyors of the gospel of Jesus Christ and not get caught up with this deception that is Chrislam.
Amen. Sharam, thank you for everything you're doing to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also from your very unique perspective. Just really appreciate everything you're doing, and thanks for joining me on Battlefront this morning.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you as well. Look forward to seeing you out there. Lord bless you, and thank you to your audience for listening.
TIL Project, TIL Project on the net. Google it, actually start page it, and take a look, get more information. Again, 5 p.m. this Sunday, Hilliard Baptist. Look forward to seeing all of you there. Sharam is going to be giving a presentation on Chrislam and the danger to America, and also the history, and getting the history straight for Christians, and also the issue of sufficiency of Scripture. Tilproject.com. Remember to do everything that you can to defend freedom locally. Get involved in these local races that are out there, particularly Ed Pace and Rod Higgins. Ed Pace has the opponent that claims to be conservative but is a closet Democrat, supported by Democrats, endorsed by Democrats, and who supports that gas tax increase, which we all oppose. We all know it's not necessary, especially when we're so close to Idaho and there is a 25-cent a gallon price differential between Spokane Valley and downtown Coeur d'Alene. Remember to pray for a revival of repentance. Visit Freedom Agenda Washington on Facebook, and please do that. We've got a lot of events coming up, including our Freedom Summit, which is on October 4th, Friday, October 4th in Spokane Valley. First ever Freedom Summit. We're inviting legislators from Idaho, and also the entire Freedom Agenda team, except one, I think, at this point, is going to be there. We're going to be talking on Friday night at the dinner, and then also there will be activist classes on Saturday on how you can get involved and how you can make freedom happen in your local community. People coming from all over the state to the Freedom Summit, check it out on Facebook. Get involved. This is Matt Shea again. Remember to do everything you can to defend freedom locally. May God bless all of you. And please pray for each other, and also that pastor in Iran that is in prison right now, and may he make this generation the greatest one. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Matt Shea, Republican.
American Christian Network affiliates are KSPO, Dishman, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, KTBI, Ephrata, Moses Lake, Wenatchee, KGDN, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick,
plus KTAC, Ephrata, Moses Lake, and KYAK, Yakima.
Who is God? God is the absolute sovereign over all things. He is the creator and owner of everything. He has power over all things, and he has the right to rule everything as he pleases. This is the God of the Bible. Nebuchadnezzar, an ancient Babylonian king, said of God, "All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing before him, and he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou?" This is Pastor Rodney Klein from Covenant of Grace Protestant Reformed Church in Spokane, where we have this big biblical view of God. You can learn more about us on the web at reformedspokane.org or by visiting us at 330 West Indiana in Spokane. We preach the kingdom of God and teach those things which concern our Lord Jesus Christ.
ACN affiliates are KTBI and KTAC, Freda, Moses Lake, Wenatchee, KYAK, Yakima, KGDN, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick, KSPO, Dishman, Spokane.
Hi, I'm Lyle Hatcher, local author and co-director of the movie Different Drummers, a true story about my fourth grade year at Linwood Elementary with my friend David Dahlke, who is in the late stages of muscular dystrophy. This spring, the movie based on the book was filmed here in Spokane, by Spokane, and will be premiering locally the first week of November. I will be speaking on Wednesday, September 25th at noon at a luncheon at the Red Lion Inn at the Park. It's sponsored by the Spokane College Women's Association. For reservations, please call 509-509-509.